today and tomorrow here in Hungary, we're celebrating Gita Jayanti. This morning, this the Sankirtan devotees were leaving. I asked them to take at least 21 Gitas each to sell. And aside from that, we're having here in Budapest two Gita Jayanti readings. And tomorrow I'm traveling to Szeged, a southerly city in Hungary, and doing one there for the rural devotees, rurally situated devotees. It's always a wonderful experience to be able to chant the entire Gita, to be in contact with the sound vibration of the Lord's instructions, and particularly the aspect of following them from beginning to end is very instructive, inspirational. Sankirtan, that's really Sankirtan. We have about 1,500 Gitas sponsored for the three events. And, well, my lament is that Hungary's a relatively small place. I remember when we first started doing this in the UK, then we did every place. We started, where we started, we started in Scotland, coming down through, or we started in Newcastle, and then Newcastle, Nottingham, Manchester, Leicester, Coventry, who went all over London, Manor, Soho Street, South London. In fact, we did several, maybe not several in Soho Street. It was very, very exciting. As far as I remember, we did a special printing of the Gita, and on one tour, we did 10,000 copies. That really made life worth living. And of course, when I came here to Hungary, then I was no longer there to do it, but they still do, as far as I know, devotees still do it at the manor, and maybe at Soho Street. That was fun. Especially, I remember one day when we did three Gita Jayantis. We did also some special ones in people's homes for a minimum of 500 Gitas. We were doing, there were a couple of home programs as well. And yes, I remember one where we started in the morning and one in the afternoon and one at night. And by the evening one, our Purohit, who was pouring ghee on the fire, he was like falling asleep in the process. It was fun. It was great. And today will be a very suitable day. The disappearance of Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur, who put so much emphasis on the distribution of transcendental literature. We hope that we can get his pleasure by distributing these books. Personally, I've really done nothing. It was Astasaki or Het Pujari and Nirajadam. She's the one who contacted everyone and inspired them and organized everything. I just go there and have the fun of being able to recite the verses, and I don't know if it's going to be on the internet. Maybe I haven't been that much in touch with her since I've been here in Budapest most of all this time. Dharma kshetri kuru kshetri samaveta yutsavaha sarvadharma pritya mamekam saranam vraja aham tvam sarva papevyo mukshayishyami mahasachava. There's no end to the transcendental inspiration that comes from directly being in contact with the Lord's own words and from hearing his instructions and applying them. Jnana vijnanam ashtikam. This is the quality of Brahmins. So many of us read the Gita, or maybe not so many of us, I don't know. We read the Bhagavad Gita, we chant its verses, know its verses, and we need to keep in mind that this is not just some kind of scripture, not some kind of poetry meant to repeat, but it's something that vijnana, that we're meant to actually apply, put into application, put into practice. Working without fruit of result, put into practice cultivating transcendental knowledge, put into practice associating with Vaishnavas, put into practice developing affection for the Lord. Early this morning I was listening to lecture, Srila Prabhupada's lecture, and Prabhupada was lecturing. Maya Saktamana Pata Yogam Yujadma Dasraya Sam Sayam Samagramam Yatagyas Ashitach Srinu. Maya Saktamana Pata. Now he says, Tach Srinu, now listen to me as I tell you how Maya Saktamana Pata, with O Pata, with your mind absorbed in me. Mana asakta, in affection, with love. Maya asakta mana pata yoga miyujana shrayang, engaging in this type of yoga. Samagyamam yatadhyasa sitachinu, you can know me free from any doubt. Unless we develop affection for Krishna, unless we develop love for Krishna, actually all of our doubts, all of our ignorance, will not be eradicated, as Krishna then also later says, Jnana Dipena Bhashvata. What is that? Jnana Dipena, with the torchlight of transcendental knowledge, all ignorance is destroyed. Ignorance means anything else other than understanding that our real constitutional position is to be Krishna's servants. So I have to really do puja right now and then go downstairs. I hope it's an opportunity for devotees, being on a Saturday, to distribute books. And if you can't distribute books, at least read the books. And in that way, honor Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.